Welcome back to the second hour of the 9 till noon show. Good morning if you have just tuned in. Great to have you on board. Morning, Greg. Yeah, I agree. The knives don't do the killing. It's the guy holding it. I can't understand the UK banning these zombie knives, etc., when you can walk into a shop and buy an enormous kitchen knives. The knives are the problem. The knives are not the problem. It's the perpetrator, they say. In relation to policing, the bigger picture here is the Gardaí are just not in line with Drew Harris's plans, and hence they're fighting everything. So you saying, are you, that on the ground Gardaí are frustrating his plans, and if they fully embrace them, that it would be a better policing model and might work better? I think that's what you're saying. Hello, Greg. Did anyone see RTE news regarding New Lewis and the new train station open in Dublin? However, we're still looking for a railway link in the northwest. We don't hear anything on this or push for this to happen in this day and age. Shocking. We don't have a rail link considering we have a lot of people working in Dublin, students at college and tourism that comes to visit our county. It is something we discuss extensively on this programme, and I'm not being defensive in relation to that. Just in case you do miss it, I think we must talk about a rail link at least once a month, if not sometimes twice a month. Listening to that man talking, this was Tony, I once travelled with my 9-year-old son who had a brain tumour to Temple Street for a checkup. An updated scan had been sent from Letterkenny Hospital to Temple Street. They couldn't find it, so they sent us home again and rescheduled it for a fortnight later. It turned out the scan had been put into the wrong surgeon's pigeonhole. No consideration for distance travelled whatsoever. No one takes into consideration the distance Donegal patients have to travel, and the caller believes that that is outrageous. What a lovely man you've on there this morning talking. Best wishes to you, Tony. Indeed, Tony come across as a very caring, engaging person. McGinley's bus leaves Dublin at 5:30, brings you direct to Buncrana around 10 p.m. Tony was travelling from Sligo, but thanks very much for that. Well done, Greg, for highlighting Rosina's protest. We are not just supporting her, but the issue, which is cancer. Yes, and I hope, shall I reiterate those comments? There was a strong contingent from Rosina's area at the last protest, and my point being is that of course the people there also are interested in cancer services, but I think also that was a personal turnout because people are so moved and touched and supportive of Rosina. And I was simply saying that if people do have an issue with the level of cancer services in Donegal, in Letterkenny University Hospital, then you could best exercise those on Saturday the 26th. I'm not questioning the motives of those that were there. I'm just saying, you know, there could have been more people from Letterkenny, Dunloe, Killigordon, etc., and Inishowen. Right. Let us see. Some of those things that you've come across in your food, because there's been a major increase in complaints to the Food Safety Authority, and some of it's about stuff that's found in food, and I probably mentioned it while people were eating their cornflakes. My apologies, but anyway, some of people's experiences. I was eating a burger from a well-known chain. All of a sudden, a sharp pain in my gum. I thought there was a piece of glass on it. Opened the burger, and there was half a wasp dead, obviously. The other half swallowed by me. Oh, my word. I found a human tooth in a bar of Kit Kat, says James and Audra. I have to check some of these that no one's taking the hand. A human tooth in a bar of Kit Kat. James, did you complain? A cigarette butt and a slice of bread. Oh, disgusting. When I was a child, I found a wedding ring in a barn brack at Halloween. In fact, I found one several times. Very careless in the bakery back then. Well, it wouldn't happen these days, would it? Health and safety. Can you still put stuff in barn brack now? Someone might sue them if you did. I'm sure you can. Or can you? Greg, I'm having my cereal. I'm getting sick now. Do you have to read about maggots and spiders? I'm so sorry. I should have realised. Now, a couple of different things just as we head towards the break. Greg, can I get a huge appreciation for the team in day services in Letterkenny University Hospital? They looked after my son yesterday who got some teeth out. They were just amazing. He has an issue with people in white coats, and when I requested that no one be in white coats, they had no problem in accommodating it. Isn't that lovely? So that's someone's positive experience in day services there. And fair play to the staff. They knew the young lad had a bit of white coat syndrome, which many of us had, and they took the coats off to make it pass as smoothly as possible. Join us this Friday night at the Clonmany Community Centre for a special tug-of-war fundraiser in aid of our first responders. Weigh-in starts at 6pm with the first pull at 7pm. Teams will go to head in 400kg and 500kg weight classes. Novice competition also on the night. Refreshments available. Admission €10. Children are free. Something different for Friday night. Can you say a happy 70th birthday to my wonderful mum, Maureen Harley, today? I know she'll be listening from Breen and family. That was for the breakfast show. Hopefully she's still listening now. Happy 70th birthday to you, Maureen, from Breen and family. Please play a request for Corey Gallagher celebrating a birthday today. Corey's working in Blades Barbers Elite Letterkenny from Nana and Granda in Tober. Corey, happy birthday. I hope you have us on in Blades Barbers Elite Letterkenny. And could you play a request for the 8 girls and their mothers who are travelling to Dublin to fly to Belgium to do Irish dancing in the World Champions? The girls are all from Fannad. Wish them good luck and hope they have a great time from a very proud granny. Thank you, Greg. And granny, if you don't mind, let us know how the girls got on. Because it's what an amazing experience for them. Would they be nervous or just full of joy and excitement? Young people are so confident. A lot of young people are so confident now, and they go over and do amazing stuff representing their country and county. Very exciting. Okay, let us know, Granny, how they get on. Hopefully they are successful there. I'm sure they will be.
The Community Garda information slot is brought to you by Sheridan Security Systems, monitoring homes and businesses in the Northwest for intruder, fire, panic and medical signals. Call Sheridan Security on 91-26025.
18 minutes past 10 on Tuesday the 15th of April. Good morning, Garda Grainne Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station. How are you keeping?
I'm doing the best.
Brilliant morning, to have you up. Break. Thanks so much for joining us. So we'll start with some appeals, if that's okay. And first up, an aggravated burglary in Lifford, Grainne.
Yes, Gardaí are investigating an aggravated burglary. This occurred at Cavshead Clunlea in Lifford at approximately 10:30 p.m. on Sunday the 13th of April. The front window of a property at that location was smashed by a man. He then gained entry to the premises, so nothing was stolen from within and no life-threatening injuries were sustained by anybody as a result of this incident. We're appealing to anybody who may have observed this man on foot in the area around that time to make contact with Gardaí in Letterkenny on 9167100. We're also, as always, appealing to road users who may have been in that area with a dash cam between 10:15 p.m. and 10:45 p.m. to make that footage available to us. And should anybody wish to contact the Garda Confidential Line, they can be contacted on 1800 666 111 with any relevant information also.
Investigations ongoing into criminal damage in Letterkenny.
Yes, this incident occurred at a yard on the Neil T. Blaney Road in Letterkenny on the early hours of Sunday the 13th of April. In and around, it was 20 past midnight, early hours of the morning. So the fire services alerted Gardaí to the fact that a caravan was on fire at that location. They were at the scene. They extinguished the fire. The caravan was burnt out as a result. We're appealing to anybody who may have relevant information to contact Gardaí here in Letterkenny on 9167100. And again, dash cam, as always, if anybody travelled along that route of the Neil T. Blaney Road, between midnight and 20 past midnight, we're asking them to make that footage available to us.
Now, investigations ongoing into an assault at Upper Main Street in Letterkenny.
Yes, we're Gardaí in Letterkenny here are investigating this. An alleged assault, it's believed to have occurred at Upper Main Street, Letterkenny, on Monday the 14th of April, just shortly before 10:40 p.m. A man was walking up the street, up Upper Main Street, and he's reported to have been assaulted by a group of males. Approximately 6 to 7 males were in this group. The man was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital to receive medical treatment. His injuries are not believed to be life-threatening in nature. We're appealing to anybody who may have witnessed this incident to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny on 91-67100 or the Garda Confidential Line on 1800-666-111. And again, dash cam footage from that area. It's always invaluable to us as part of our investigations. If anybody travelled at Main Street last night between in and around 10:40 p.m. and it would have been early enough on in the night, so hopefully, you know, we're hopeful somebody may have witnessed this incident.
Yeah, we'd need to get to the bottom of that. And also too, an assault in Ballybofey.
Yes, this is an alleged assault that occurred at Navaney Street in Ballybofey on Friday the 11th of April at approximately 9 p.m. and again quite an early time of the night, so hopefully there may have been a bit of traffic around or people, somebody may have witnessed this incident. A woman was walking down Navaney Street, so she was walking from the Main Street direction down Navaney Street, and she's believed to have been assaulted by two female teenagers. She didn't sustain any life-threatening injuries, thankfully, as a result of the incident. We're appealing to anybody who may have observed these teenagers, these two female teenagers, on foot in the area of Navaney Street, to make contact with Gardaí. If anybody, of course, witnessed the incident, we want to hear from them also. And again, dash cam footage. If anybody has that, we ask them to make that available to us. Gardaí and Letterkenny may be contacted on 9167 100 in connection with that incident. And the Garda Confidential Lane, of course.
Yeah, it's
also
always there, of course. Now, Garda scam phone calls. They're clever enough, again. I sound like I'm praising them. I'm not. But, you know, people can be shocked into letting their guard down if they believe they're being contacted by, a significant institution like on Garda Síochána or others.
Of course, yeah, and it's a shock factor that these scam artists want. You know, the shock factor is how they people fall victim to these scams. And we had an email that was in circulation for quite a while. We mentioned it a number
that
of times.
That was reporting that it was something to do with child abuse images, which
exactly.
shocked people into, well, I have to clear my name. I need to click this link to make sure they know that's not.
Exactly. So, again, that's the shock factor that they're going for. So unfortunately now it's another type of scam. So we just want the public to be aware. We will never contact them by phone to allege that they have been engaged in any sort of criminal activity. We will never demand bank details or the payment of a fine over the phone. And we are aware of a current scam where a person receives a phone call. So now it's escalated from an email to a phone call. The caller claims to be from an Garda Síochána. The caller may say that they're investigating you for a crime. And they may also say that there's a warrant out for your arrest. The caller then demands that you provide your bank account details in order to pay this fine. So these calls can come from a variety of numbers, Irish mobile numbers or international numbers. These calls are entirely fraudulent. They're not real. We do not and we will not make contact with anybody who is under investigation by Gardaí in this way. So just our advice to help avoid becoming a victim of fraud or scams. Don't respond to unsolicited calls or emails seeking personal, financial or security information. If you believe the call or email is from a genuine force, verify this independently of the person who made contact. So, for example, if you get a call, they say it's the Gardaí in Letterkenny, you know, look up the number for Letterkenny Garda Station, contact the station directly yourself and ask to speak to whoever made the call or ask to speak to a sergeant just to verify, you know, if the call was genuine or not. Independently verify any requests for information and never use the contact details supplied to you in the fraudulent call or email. So if they give you a number to contact them back on, don't contact them back in that number. Verify the phone number off the Garda station and contact them.
And of course, a link in an email can be made to appear like it's legit, and you click it, and then you go to a third party website where the fraud takes place. So don't click any links in emails or SMSs.
Yeah, don't click the links because, of course, and it has happened to many different types of scams that if you click on a link, the page that opens up looks for all the world to be genuine, and you can be so easily fooled, you know, you can fall victim to this very easily. So never, just the best advice is, as you said, don't ever click a link or attachment in an unsolicited email. So it is easy to fall victim to scams, to this type of scam or any type of scam, and we understand that. We don't want people to be embarrassed. If they have fallen victim to a scam, please come to us. Contact your bank if you have provided any financial, you know, your bank details. Contact them first and foremost. And contact us then. Mm. And if anybody has fallen victim, we ask them to come to us, you know, come to us so that we can help them.
Yeah, I've noticed that, you know, with the Pillar Bank, say, for instance, if it's a one of those scams, the fraud departments are often very well staffed and you do get through quite quickly. You know, we can be frustrated with the press one for this, press two for that. But if you have the fraud numbers for your lenders or your card holders, you normally can get through quite quickly and get things sorted really quite quickly as well. And that's the easiest way. You make contact back with them and reference the concerns that you have.
Yeah, so I would say to prioritise that. If you have given financial details, you know, either call one of the fraud helplines for your bank or go to the bank in person. Prioritise that to make sure that no funds will be taken from your account, then come to us after
that.
Yeah,
it is important to report it as a crime as well. Okay. Right, the annual Easter commemoration event's taking place in Stranorlar this coming Sunday. What should people note about that?
Yeah, so the annual Easter commemoration event, it takes place every year on Easter Sunday, so it's taking place in Stranorlar this Easter Sunday coming on the 20th of April. Traffic disruption may be expected in that area between approximately kind of 1:30 to 5:30 that day. There will be local access only to Stranorlar Main Street during those times, and diversions will be in place. You will see guards out at certain points and they will direct you. They'll show you the diversion route. We're just asking anybody who's intending on travelling through the Twin Towns Ballybuffet or Stranorler on Easter Sunday coming, just to leave a little bit of extra time for their journey, just be aware that this event is happening and that diversions will be in place.
Yep, and in fairness, you have to be careful on them and take your time, but there are good ways around that space, in fairness. Right, OK, so we are heading... we're heading now into another bank holiday weekend, a public holiday weekend, and the bottom line is we do these, and I think I said this to you ahead of the last one, because statistically we know that there are more dangerous times to be out and about, whether you're a walker, cyclist, out on a horse, towing a caravan, in a tractor, in a car, on a motorbike. There's far more traffic out at bank holiday weekends.
Yeah, of course,
and there's inherent dangers in that. So this is just, you never know how many people we might reach, whether it changes one person's behaviour and that person is around on Monday or Tuesday. That's what this is all about. I know it can sound a bit repetitive, but that's why we do it. So what's coming up? What should we take note of coming up for this public holiday weekend?
Well, as you say, look, the bank holiday weekends are always busier, and that's, you know, the kids are off school, families go out, they maybe caravan or they go, you know, take a short break during the Easter holidays, so the roads will be busier. So as we approach this bank holiday weekend, a policing plan will be in place in order to protect people, their property, and just to ensure really that the roads are a safe place to be. So firstly, we're making our usual appeal, as we do ahead of every bank holiday weekend, we're in relation to road safety. We're urging drivers to slow down, to look out for vulnerable road users, and to take regular breaks. If you're on a long journey, maybe you're travelling up or down the country for a few days for a break, just take regular breaks, you know, to avoid fatigue.
Just in terms of the roads, if you don't mind, you know what's is frustrating, really, is that, and I'm not asking you to comment directly off this on this because you don't have advanced knowledge of it, but, you know, we've received quite a number of videos from dash cams of crazy driving, undertaking, speeding, you know, just by the grace of God or luck or whatever it might be, no collisions has happened. And I would say there's people listening in every village and townland in this county that could identify two or three drivers that they say it's only a matter of time before something happens.
And yet
we all know it goes on, right? We all probably know the couple of bad drivers in our area, and you're just waiting for something to happen, and on it goes. And the fear of death or serious injury or apprehension for certain people, it doesn't, Grani, unfortunately, seem to change their behaviour.
No.
And it's very frustrating, and I know it's frustrating for the guards.
Yeah, and look, we can't be everywhere. That's, you know, we just can't be on every road across Donegal over the bank holiday weekend or any day of the week, any week of the month. So we are asking the public, and it's a good point you raise, we welcome... you know, when the public contact us and we ask them to do that this bank holiday weekend and every weekend, every day, while you're out in the roads, if you observe driving that you believe to be dangerous, please do report that matter to us, because we can't be everywhere.
I mean, you pass a pub at 10 o'clock at night and the car park's packed.
Yeah.
And you pass at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's not a car there.
Not a car there, yeah.
Like, is it all 0-0 they're drinking? Maybe everyone has a designated driver, or maybe... drink and drug driving is as bad as it would appear from the detections. Do you know what I mean? But how did everyone get home?
Yeah, and we do regularly now receive calls from people who have concerns. Maybe they're in the pub. Maybe they have seen somebody who they know has had a few drinks. They see them leaving, lifting the car keys of the bar and going. And we would. And thankfully, we do have calls in relation. And then a car can be dispatched to that area. And we would ask people also to do that this weekend. And it's not... So I'm sure people feel apprehensive about doing that too, especially if they know the person. But at the same time, you could be saving that person or so many other people's lives on the road by stopping that driver.
I've spoken to taxi drivers and they get very nervous like between 12 and 3 because they're out as professional drivers and they see an awful lot. But as you say, a lot of people report and show they should. But anyway, sorry, I digressed a little bit there. We all know it's happening, and yet it all kind of just continues to happen, and I suppose the Gardaí do have to get notified of these things. Anyway, there are key things that we can be doing to best protect ourselves and our communities this weekend.
Yeah, and we would just wanted to say, and it's not here in the notes, but I just wanted to mention the Traffic Watch, the online reporting forum also this weekend and every day. Should you see driving that you believe to be dangerous, any sort of danger on the roads, you know, if you believe that somebody's drink driving, they're driving under the influence of drugs, they're driving in a dangerous manner, contact the Garda station, of course. You're more than welcome to contact one of your local district headquarters. But there is an online forum also traffic watch form. And if anybody wants to go onto the Garda.ie website, the traffic watch form is there. It's an online form. When you submit your report, it's not in relation to no urgent cases. So it would be, you know, not something that would require a Garda dispatch immediately. But if you observed what you believe to be an incident of dangerous driving, the car's now gone off into the distance, you can report online on that form.
I don't believe you can upload video or photos, which is unfortunate, I think, potentially.
No, but what happens is when you submit a report on the Traffic Watch online form, the superintendent then in charge of that local engagement area, they designate somebody to investigate that report and to engage with the complainant. So then that guard then would go to them, they would get their version of events, arrange to take a statement from them, they would gather information about any witnesses, and of course then dash cam footage would be seized by taken by them also as part of the investigation. And the person making the complaint would be kept up to date also with the outcome of the investigation. But you can, of course, always contact your local station too. And if you believe that the driving in question is of an urgent nature, contact 999 or 112.
Okay. So, obviously, look, Gardaí know straight away when they turn up to a collision if seat belts being worn or whether how much speed is a factor or whether drinking drugs are playing a factor here. If we eliminate those things, we greatly reduce fatalities on the road. That's just the way it is. Wearing your seatbelt, critically important. No doing snaps in the back of a car for people with no seatbelts on. You know, common sense stuff.
Common sense stuff. And this bank holiday weekend, members of An Garda Síochána, they will focus on the key lifesaver offences. You've named most of them there anyway. So these include speeding, drink drug driving, the non-wearing of seatbelts and using a mobile phone while driving. So we're asking everybody, look, get a driver, get a designated driver before you go out for the night. Arrange a taxi maybe. Mobile phones, we mention that quite a lot, but you know, also just any sort of device, anything that's going to take your distraction off the road. You know, it could be an iPad, it could be whatever is going to take your mind off the road. Get it out of your way, put it in the glove compartment, turn it off. You know, it won't kill you to put it away. Just put it away for your journey and look at it when you pull it.
And if you're out and about too, whether you're out walking or cycling, you know, there's a lot of cycling activity on at the moment. A lot of people out walking, a lot of people walking with headphones on with noise cancelling and they haven't a clue what's going on around them. You know, we all have to be as responsible. It's a shared space, Gráin, isn't it?
It is, yeah, so. And everybody has a responsibility. We would ask drivers to keep an eye out for vulnerable road users, pedestrians, motorcyclists. A lot of motorcyclists are out now at this time of year in this good spell of weather. Keep an eye out for motorcyclists, pedestrians, cyclists. And we would ask those categories as well to make sure that they can be seen, make sure that they have their high-vis gear on, you know, and they have a responsibility also for their own safety on the road. So just make sure that you're seen when you're on the road.
Now, interesting, I'm not sure if I've seen this before, but it's about sort of personal security and personal property security. Some advice in relation to that, which feels a little bit different, Gráinne.
Yeah, well, look, we're going to have a lot of people also on the roads, but a lot of people will also be out socialising over the Easter bank holiday weekend. So we just want to issue some advice to them. Plan your night out. Tell somebody where you're going and when you'll be back. And as I said a second ago there, just book a taxi in advance or designate a driver. Look out for your friends. It's common sense, really. You know, don't let your friends or family members walk home alone. Make sure that they have a lift home. If they're leaving the nightclub or pub or whatever earlier than you, make sure that they have a lift, a taxi. There's safety in numbers. Don't let them walk alone. If you have to walk, stick to well-lit areas and make sure, again, that you can be seen by passing traffic. You know, carry a wee torch maybe in your bag and even a high-vis vest to put on your way home. Take care when carrying personal property, your handbag, smartphone, cash. This is a major one. Every weekend, without fail, we have people in the public office of the station that they lost their phone or they lost their handbag or lost. Mind your personal property when you're out.
How much of that do you think is misplacement and how much of it might be snatching?
I could say it could be a combination of both, and maybe just a misplaced item could then be lifted by somebody else, which would then turn into a theft incident, you know.
So of course, yeah.
Just in crowded areas, keep them in a safe location, keep your possessions within your view, and then watch out for pickpockets, they're out there too, keep that in mind, keep your handbag zipped. Don't keep your wallet in your back pocket. And in bars and restaurants, be careful where you store coats and handbags. And you often see people going around with the mobile phone hanging out of their jeans pocket at the back.
All the time.
Do you see that all the time? That's a risky thing to do. So make sure that it's even in the front pocket or zipped into a handbag. You know, don't have it on show.
Because some of these, they're worth 1,400 quid.
Of course they are, yeah. They're expensive items now. They're They're not like the old 088.
My 088, I have the same number since I got my very first phone, and I'd have been massive into technology, and I took out a stupid loan to get a mobile phone, but it cost to receive calls, it cost as well.
Oh, yeah.
And it's my same number now, but there's an extra 9 in front of it. That's how earlier adapter I was.
And you remember getting the first 088 and you were so excited and you couldn't, well, you couldn't even text.
But I had no one. But I could text this one because it was quite expensive, stupidly expensive. I couldn't afford it. But no one else had a phone for me to text.
Oh, well.
I literally had Johnny No Mates, I know. And I was getting people to ring me to see if it would ring, but there was no one to ring me.
And there was nobody else with a
fortune.
Phone for you,
it cost a fortune to ring it. And the guys could sit in a pub with a scanner listening to the 088 freaking analog signals as well. I'm sure some people remember that. But
well, they hadn't much to listen to if you had nobody to ring. That's the only thing.
Business picked up.
Yeah.
So also, to obviously, you talked about your local personal items, but I mean, you know, cars and vehicles as well. There's so often we hear of wing mirrors being kicked off, you know, or windows being smashed. You can help try and reduce that. Some of it's impossible to, right? But watch out where you're leaving your car.
Well, don't go to a dark area, really, a secluded area. If you can, park in a well-lit area, somewhere that you're aware that maybe there's cameras on the street. You know, try and park sensibly. Don't keep cash, jewellery, anything of any worth in your car, especially on show within the car.
A reason to break the window.
It's
you
just
don't
a red
give
flag
anyone
to have
a reason to break the window.
Exactly, so Gardaí will be out in patrol. They'll be on the beat and out in the cars in many parts of Donegal this weekend. And our priority is to keep people safe on the roads and off the roads. Don't hesitate to contact us, is our message, really. If you need our assistance, give us a call. And just on behalf of us all at An Garda Síochána, I hope everybody at Highland Radio and your listeners have a very safe and a happy Easter.
Don't try and suck up to us now after all of that.
If I was sucking up, I would have brought you an Easter egg.
Have you seen the price of them? Cocoa beans are through the roof. Gran, you listen, have a wonderful Easter yourself.
You too.
And we'll speak to you really, really soon. That was Garda Gran Doherty from the Letterkenny Garda Station for Community Garda Information. You'll be able to listen and watch that back a little later on today on our and the Garda's social media in Donegal. We'll be back with it live next Tuesday just after 10. Tony's with me now. He joins us on line one. Tony, thanks for calling. I suppose first and foremost, how is your son?
He's okay. He's it could be a lot worse now, you know, but they just keep him in for observation reasons and stuff, and he's a few bumps in his head and when they were kicking him, you know.
Right, so he has to make sure there's no concussion, or if the concussion is...
Yeah, exactly, yeah, yeah. They'll have to... he's been in there now since now. He's still in there yet.
Yeah, this all follows an attack on Letterkenny's Main Street last night. Tony, what happened?
Well, it started off below at the down at Blake's shop down there at the bottom of the street. And he was in there, he was out walking the dog, and he was in the shop there, and this guy told him to get the dog out. They had two kids there. So I don't know what exactly was said. There was words spoken between the two of them anyway. So then he headed off walking up the main street. But your man had phoned, must have phoned these other guys, and they jumped him just there beside Dunn's Hotel.
And what time of the day was this at? Was this in the evening?
It was last night. It was about 10, 11 o'clock last night, roughly. The guards called me around, I think it was around 11:15 or around that time, you know.
Right, so this group of men, there's up to 7 of them, they just laid into him.
They laid into him because my son reckons he had made a phone call there at the shop, and he had phoned his friends, and then that was them, and he was actually with them then. He joined them, this guy that was in the shop, he actually joined the group as well. When they jumped him, he was there as well. The guy that he met in the shop.
Did they strike him till he hit the ground? You said he got kicks to the head.
They knocked him down. Yeah, they all jumped on him. Yeah, and they kicked him around the place. Yeah, and he was trying to crawl into Dunn's and into Dylan's hotel there, where they, when they were looking at him now, you know, and the dog hat was going crazy as well. So eventually they got the two women came along the street, two older women. I think they were staying in Dylan's hotel. I'm not 100% sure. So when they seen the two women, they stopped in and they got them inside the door then, you know, inside to Dylan's, to safety inside Dylan's hotel.
I suppose you have to ask yourself if members of the public hadn't come along, how even worse could this have been?
Exactly. You know, that's happening all the time. We know that that's happening every day. That's a very common thing these days. Now, this Leonard Kennedy's a very dangerous place getting. I don't know, damn, now what's going to happen. But he's still in the hospital anyway for a concussion. They're going to keep him in there. I don't know when he's going to be released, but they'll probably keep him on another, maybe the rest of the day. I don't know.
A horrible experience for him.
Oh, terrible. You know, he's very badly shook. He thought, now this is, he was waiting for anybody to stab me, babe, because that's a very common thing these days now. These people carry knives in London, that's what he was thinking. Now he's going to get stabbed, but lucky enough, the two women came along. Only for that, it could have been a lot worse, you know.
You know, there's CCTV up and down Letterkenny Main Street. You know, any shops maybe he was in might have CCTV. Would you be hopeful that those responsible might be apprehended?
Well, I would love to see them apprehended, of course. And you know, the full force of law to come down on top of these boys, because, you know, that my son could have been left in a wheelchair, he could have been killed. That was just, we don't really know how lucky we are, because we hear it happening all the time, you know.
And the truth is, he's still in hospital. You don't know, you know, hopefully nothing comes on him. I mean, you know, it won't, fingers crossed, but you still don't know. He still remains in hospital. When the guards called you, are you down as his contact, or did he give you a number? That must have been a shocking call to get for you.
The funny thing is, he had no phone with him. He had nothing with him at all in his pockets. He had nothing with him at all. And when the ambulance came, and the only way that he could get in contact with me was because my niece's husband is a paramedic. So the other son, cousin's husband is a paramedic. He'll have my number. So the paramedic rang my niece's paramedic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how they got my number. The guards called me then.
I mean, whatever about the earlier exchange in the shop, you know, people have words all of the time. It should never lead to a situation where a group of six or seven men jump on another one, you know, early enough in the evening on Letterkenny's main street.
Yeah.
Like, how do people have the confidence to feel that they can get away with that? That's what would, you know, are they not worried that guards might land and lock them up, you know, or maybe
I don't
they're
think,
not worried?
I don't think it bothers them one bit, they'll get away with it. Anyway, Greg, I don't think, you know, yourself has been on all the time, nothing is done with these people. If it was me that did it to another man, I'm sure I'd be gone right away and be locked up. But there'll be CCTV, and hopefully that they get these people and pick them up.
Was he able to give Gardaí a description of those responsible?
The guy that he met in the shop, he'll know him again.
So he could pick him out of a lineup. But
there was too many of them at the one time. They jumped on him at the one time. There's just a bit too many of them. So, but he recognised your man. So actually, he had hold of him now, you know, and when they were kicking him, he just held on to him. He was telling me, you know, but he's very badly shook. He can't speak properly either, you know. So
did they say anything to him?
You know, I didn't want to be asked. Sorry.
Did they say anything to him? Do you know, or was there any?
They did. They actually did. Yeah, he said to me, "This is our town. We own it now." He says, "That's what they said to him."
Right. Okay.
So that's what he told me that. Because I didn't want to ask him too much. I didn't want to put him through too much stress. But I asked him too many questions because he was a bit dazed now and everything, you know.
But he's sure they said that's a strange thing to come out with. This is our town. Yeah. We own it now.
Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah. That's what he told me. Yeah. He says, this is our town. We run it now. He says, we own it. That's what he said. Yeah.
All right. And your son's a local guy, is he? You'd be familiar with Letterkenny?
Oh, he is. Oh, he's a local guy, surely, a local fella, surely,
Is this his first experience like this, or?
This is his first experience, He's out with the dog, just, you know, walks the dog all the time. He went down to the Bally, what do you call that park?
Ballymacool, is it?
O'Donnell Park.
I'm not from.
Ballymacool is right, that's the one, That's it.
I'm terrible on names of things and locations, Tony.
Yeah, me too.
I just got lucky there, to be honest with you. Right, okay. Yeah. If anyone saw this group of men, if it helps identify them, you say he says they spoke in a different language other to English at times, as well as saying that to him. You know, just, I mean, we have to be able to try and... We have to be able to mention if there's distinguishing features that might assist in an investigation. And that was something that you mentioned beforehand, and it's only motivated to try and sort of help Gardaí to ascertain who is responsible. Listen, I hope your son is... He has a full physical recovery. I mean, it's going to make him, it's going to make him nervous, I presume, going forward. Like many people walking on Letterkenny Main Street, it would seem.
You know yourself.
He's probably an older man.
Can you imagine if it was a girl? You know, my God Almighty.
Well, I know he's probably an older lad. But as parents, it's like there were four or five or six when something like this happens to them. We sort of regress, don't we? And we just want them safe.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen. I hope the investigation, and it's one we're going to keep an eye on. I hope it proceeds because there has to be good CCTV footage. Or actually, this was
there has to be
a part of the guards' appeal. There dash cam footage or anyone who visualised this, anyone who's not visualised it, who watched it. Okay, listen. Thanks for your time, Tony. Best wishes to your son. Okay. Right, now, just before I take a break, it's all nearly coming to an end. It is our €10,000 home makeover plus €10,000 in cash. The draw is taking place on Around the Northwest in about 24 hours or a little over it on Around the Northwest with John Bresson, live from Foy's in Letterkenny. And the reason we're at Foy's is because this is done in association with Foy's. There's €10,000 worth of a home makeover of a spend in Foy's for you to reimagine your space, throw everything at one particular room, or indeed give the whole house a good lick. You know what you'd do with 10,000 around your house. And of course, that €10,000 in cash. We gave away already €5,000, and even just as recently as this morning, we had another one of our listeners land up and collect €1,000. That's the way it works, right? It's they're all local winners, which is great. It's not a prerequisite, but it's our little competition for us here in the Northwest, and it's people in this area that are winning. And it's not too late. I'm very tight in time there, Caroline. It's not too late for you to buy your tickets, by the way. And the prize is €20,000, as I say, €10,000 home makeover, €10,000 in cash. And the ticket may yet be sold. The winning ticket may yet be sold. We simply don't know. That's the nature of a draw, right? It's pure chance. You can get one ticket for €15 if you feel lucky, or five for €50 if you want to group in with a few people and get them a little bit cheaper. Why not? You get the fiver off if you buy five. And that's all happening tomorrow on Around the Northwest. You have about 24 hours to get your tickets. So why wouldn't you? And of course, do so well within your means, and you can have a bit of fun with it and roll the dice and see if you're lucky. Okay, this is the 9 till noon show on this Tuesday. It's the 15th of April. We'll be back with the weather forecast and some of your comments after this break. A caller says, just drive around any town. The standard of driving in any town is so bad. Cars pull out in front of you. Nobody uses indicators. Everyone's on their phone. As a driving instructor, I've seen people come in and drive perfectly, and an hour later, they're driving recklessly. In the north, the PSNI pulled you in if you don't indicate. Yellow boxes on roundabouts, never adhered to. Starting with the small things, it might help implement better driving. Everything in people's power should be done to get the identity of that car and driver, and he should be banned from driving. Listening to the gentleman on your show, Re Hospitals, it shows how our county is treated. I left Galway after an outpatient procedure and felt discomfort before I left there. UHG advice was if I had issues was to get back to them, i.e. Galway, go to the GP or attend the ED. LEH was at the door at that time. I was thinking of getting the driver to bring me to Sligo Hospital, but decided just to get back home. It was an experience I wouldn't like to repeat. I survived it, but it's not the way to treat people. We're treated like second-class citizens above the line from Dublin to Galway, and I'm thinking of Betty Holmes and her map there. Hi, Greg. You should tell Tony that friends of Inishowen take cancer patients to appointments all over Ireland. Galway, Sligo and Dublin free of charge. That might well suit Tony. It's fantastic. We'll put Tony in contact with the friends of Inishowen. Maybe he's the type that wants to do it under his own steam. I don't know. But anyway, I've used John McGinley's service many times. It's great for Donegal and indeed all of Ireland. Well done to everyone who runs this service. It's great for the people. The bus leaves at 5:45 from Parnell Square Monday to Sunday with additional services on Friday and Sunday. Again, Tony's experience was in Sligo. The people of Dunloe would welcome all visitors and make sure they're well looked after. The people of Dunloe would make welcome all visitors and make sure they're well looked after. What is that in reference to? Greg, how can Rory McIlroy be Ireland's greatest sportsman? Golf isn't a sport. Try and Brian O'Driscoll or Paul O'Connell. Well, golf is a sport, isn't it? Is table tennis a sport? I don't know. Maybe that's a parlour game. Is darts a sport? Parlour game, maybe. Even though I respect the people as sports people, it's not what I feel, but it is a sport. I mean, it's just moving a ball round in a different way, isn't it? Greg, Rory, his actions spoke louder than words when he represented Ireland in the Olympics. Rory was born on a very lucky day, Ascension Thursday, 1989. Anyone born on this day every year will rise above the rest in their lifetime is proof of the pudding. Let me see over here. Why don't the Gardaí target repeat offenders or known repeat offenders? Every village has them. We all know them. These are drivers, I presume. But we never see a Garda doing anything about it except on national slowdown days. Rural policing has failed. It may not be palatable to say, but it's a fact. Policing by the media is a poor substitute for real presence and enforcement. But you're hearing that. This isn't a criticism of the guards per se, because you're hearing that from the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. They're saying that we can't be out and about policing because of this new model of policing. Those calls are not only coming from the public, but they're coming from within the force themselves, if you know what I mean. And those are the people on the ground who know as well. Right, a quick one here to mention that Neve Michael Community 5K Run, Walk and Coffee Morning is taking place this coming Saturday. It's at 11 a.m, the Bridge Dunfanaghy, registration at the clubhouse from 10 a.m, and it's supporting Cassie's journey. They're fundraising to help support the cost of Cassie's essential cancer treatment and associated costs in Holland. Her treatment's no longer available in Ireland. So anything you can do, get out, join Neve Michael for a 5K fundraiser followed by a coffee morning. And you can also donate via iDonate as well.